Chapter 1. Love at First Sight. Leonardo, the governor of Messina, was walking in the city with his daughter Hero and his niece Beatrice. The two young women were both beautiful, and they chatted happily to each other as they went along. Leonardo watched them both with a smile. He, too, was contented. Suddenly, a messenger appeared at the far end of the street. He was looking for the governor. When he saw Leonardo, he ran up to him with a letter in his hand. He bowed in front of the governor and handed him the letter. Leonardo opened the letter and read it quickly.
"Is Don Pedro coming here?"
he asked the messenger.
"Yes, sir,"
the messenger replied.
"The Prince of Aragon is coming to Messina. He will arrive soon."
"He says here that the army had a great victory,"
Leonardo said.
"Did we lose many soldiers in the battle?"
"No, sir,"
the messenger said proudly.
"Very few of our men were killed, I am happy to say."
Leonardo was pleased.
"That's good news,"
he commented. He turned to the letter again.
"I see that Don Pedro is very pleased with the young Florentine Claudio."
"True, sir,"
the messenger confirmed.
"The prince has honoured Claudio for his courage in the battle."
"What about Benedick?"
Beatrice asked the messenger.
"Have you got any news about him?"
"He too has come home safely,"
the messenger replied politely.
"He is famous for his humour."
"I'm glad to hear that he's famous for his humour,"
Beatrice said coldly.
"It's the only good thing about him."
The messenger looked at Beatrice in surprise. He thought she was being rude about Benedick, and he did not know how to reply to her. Leonardo saw that the messenger was embarrassed.
"It's all right,"
he told the man with a laugh.
"Don't think my niece is serious. Beatrice and Benedick are always telling jokes about each other. She doesn't mean any harm."
"But tell me,"
Beatrice said to the messenger,
"has Benedick got a new friend in the army? He seems to change his best friend every month."
"Is that really true?"
the messenger asked.
"Of course it is,"
Beatrice said firmly.
"A friendship is like a hat to Benedick. It lasts until there is a new fashion."
"I see that Benedick is not in your good books,"
the messenger said.
"That's true,"
Beatrice replied quickly.
"If Benedick were in my good books, I would never read them again. But you haven't told me. Who is Benedick's new friend?"
"Benedick and Claudio are good friends,"
the messenger told her.
"They are both brave young men."
At that moment, the Prince of Aragon, Don Pedro, came into the street. There was a crowd of people with him. The messenger could see the prince's brother, Don John, and several young soldiers, including Benedick and Claudio. Leonardo stepped forward to greet the prince.
"Welcome to Messina,"
he said politely.
"I am happy that you will be my guest while you are here."
Don Pedro shook Leonardo's hand. Then he looked at Hero.
"Is this your daughter?"
he asked.
"Yes, indeed,"
Leonardo replied. Then he made a little joke.
"At least, her mother has always said Hero is my daughter."
"Her mother tells you?"
Benedick interrupted.
"Do you doubt it, sir?"
he joked. Leonardo smiled at the young man. He was not offended, because he knew Benedick's reputation for jokes and humour.
"No, sir,"
he replied slowly.
"I do not doubt it. Why should I doubt it? You are still a child."
Don Pedro laughed loudly.
"A good reply, my friend,"
he said to Leonardo.
"What do you say to that, Benedick?"
he asked.
"The governor means that you have a bad reputation with women."
Everyone laughed at the governor's joke, except Beatrice. She looked angrily at Benedick.
What a fool you are,
she told him.
Can't you see how everyone is laughing at you?
Benedick did not like Beatrice. He turned to her with an ironical greeting.
I see you're still alive, Lady Scornful,
he said.
Of course I'm still alive,
Beatrice replied mockingly.
My scorn feeds off you. Didn't you know that?
Benedick pretended to laugh at Beatrice's humour.
All the ladies love me, except you,
he told her proudly.
But I don't care for any of them.
Lucky women,
Beatrice said.
At least you won't marry one of them and make her unhappy. But I'm like you,
she told him.
I've got no patience with love.
Lucky men,
Benedick replied.
At least you won't make one of them unhappy.
Soon the large group of people began to move towards Leonato's house. There was a lot of laughing and joking. Everyone was happy. Claudio touched Benedick's arm and held him back.
Just a minute,
he said quietly.
I want to talk to you.
What is it?
Benedick asked when the two men were alone.
Did you notice Leonardo's daughter, Hero?
Claudio asked his friend.
Did you see how beautiful she is?
I didn't really notice her. She's not bad-looking, but her cousin Beatrice is far more beautiful.
Benedick said thoughtfully.
She's the most beautiful girl in the world,
Claudio announced firmly. Benedick looked closely at his friend.
You're in love,
he said slowly.
But surely you're not thinking of getting married.
Claudio frowned.
I've never thought about marriage before,
he admitted.
But if Hero would marry me, I'd certainly be very happy.
Benedick began to laugh.
I don't understand you, my friend,
he said with a smile.
But if it makes you happy, marry the girl.
Just then, Don Pedro returned to the young men.
Why have you stayed behind?
He asked.
What are you talking about? Is it a secret?
Benedick began to laugh again. He told the prince about Claudio's love for Hero.
She's a fine girl,
the prince told Claudio.
You needn't laugh,
he told Benedick.
You'll fall in love one day as well.
Never,
Benedick told him.
I like all women. I'll never surrender to just one woman.
Don Pedro smiled.
You'll fall in love one day, my young friend,
he repeated.
I shall see you, pale with love, one day.
Never,
Benedick said again.
You may see me pale with illness or pale with anger, my lord, but you'll never see me pale with love. I promise you that.
We shall see. We shall see,
Don Pedro told him.
Now, go into the house with the others, Benedick. I want to have a serious talk with Claudio about all this.
Benedick bowed politely to the prince and walked towards Leonardo's house.